Hey guys, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. Today's episode is about something super important, something we don't always talk about enough. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly judging yourself? You know, that inner critic that never seems to shut up? It can be brutal, right? We all have those moments where we make a mistake, mess things up, or just fall short of our own expectations. And instead of being kind to ourselves, we beat ourselves up, replaying the moment over and over in our heads like it's some epic fail reel. But here's the thing, guys. That's not doing you any favors. We need to learn how to be our own best friend, to offer ourselves the same understanding and support we would give to a close pal who was struggling. That's what self-compassion is all about, treating yourself with kindness and acceptance, even when things don't go your way. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jake, I'm not some pushover. I need to hold myself accountable. And you absolutely do, but there's a difference between holding yourself accountable and tearing yourself apart. It's about recognizing mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward without letting that inner critic drag you down. So, how do we actually cultivate this self-compassion? Let me break it down for you. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress those negative emotions, anger, sadness, frustration. It's okay to feel them. Acknowledge them, name them, and let them be there without judgment. Suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them down, making them more likely to explode later on. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours every day, though that's great too. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently bring your attention back to your breath or to something in your immediate surroundings. 3. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how that inner critic loves to jump on any little slip-up? You messed that up, you're not good enough. We need to challenge those thoughts, guys. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine you were talking to your best friend who was struggling. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now, apply that same level of kindness to yourself. 5. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, this is a big one. We all mess up, it's part of being human. It doesn't define us, it just teaches us something. Instead of dwelling on the past, focus on learning and growing from your experiences. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a guy named Mark. He's always striving to be his best, in work, relationships, fitness, you name it. But whenever he makes a mistake, even something small, that inner critic goes into overdrive. He starts replaying the moment, beating himself up over it, and feeling like a complete failure. This negativity affects everything, guys. His confidence takes a hit, his motivation dwindles, and he starts pushing away people who care about him. Sound familiar? The thing is, Mark could be so much more if he learned to treat himself with kindness. He needs to remember that everyone makes mistakes, it's how we learn and grow. Instead of berating himself, he could use those moments as opportunities for reflection and improvement. Imagine him saying, "Okay, I messed up this time, but I can learn from it." That shift in mindset would be huge. So, where do we go from here? Remember, fellas, practicing self-compassion and forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and patience. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward with that inner strength and resilience. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. I want to hear from you guys. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to self-compassion? How do you plan to start practicing more kindness towards yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep being awesome. This is Jake Carter, signing off from Masculine Power.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.